Hey, good morning. Coach Judith Fender here. Today is Wednesday, September. September. Oh my gosh, I've got my calendar up. It's November 25th, right? So it's 5 days after my birthday. Oh, that's my birthday flowers behind you there, behind me. 53. I got 53 roses from my mom and her husband. And good morning, Milano. Milano, yeah. So that's just really nice to have behind me as I coach throughout the day. I get to see those. They're always in my background. So it feels nice. I think about my mom. So today is Facebook Live Q&A. If you have some questions you would like to ask, please do use hashtag ask. And Vern, hey Sue, Vern is going to capture those for me. And I'm also, oh, good morning, Rebecca. I am going to try and swipe the comments away so that I won't be distracted. But good morning to you all. It's good to see you here. I'm going to start with the morning announcements in a minute I really need to figure out how to get all these things to go away. Okay, they're gone now. I can't see your comments, so I just want you to know. I'm glad you're here. I appreciate you being here. So, again, live Q&A. If you have some questions, please feel free to post them in the channel and I will be answering them when Vern finds me. Vern finds me in Facebook world, which is so funny. I was messaging Vern. I live in Asheville, North Carolina. And when I was a little girl, we moved from Charlotte, North Carolina, and we came up and visited. Like, my mom brought me with her because I was like four, and my dad was working, and he sent her up here to look for houses to us to move. And so we toured many homes, and including one of the homes we toured on this particular trip was a visit to the Biltmore House. And I don't know if you guys, if you've never heard of the Biltmore House, you go ahead and take a second and Google that. It's known as America's Castle. And so, Vern's here. So we went and visited the Biltmore House. It's huge. I can't tell you how many rooms it has. It's beautiful. It's an exquisite, it's a castle. Anyway, my mom said I didn't say one word the whole time we were touring this house, not one word. But then when we got to the end, she said, I just looked up at her and I said, but Mom, how will you find me? So as I was texting that to Vern this morning, I was like, but Vern, how will you find me? So I hope Vern gets a second to hear the story. So we've got a few minutes. Yeah, we're warmed up and in here. So please be sure and post your questions. Even if you have personal questions of me, you want to know anything about me, or you want to have questions about your holiday planning, anything that's on your mind, it's Q&A. So we'll start with, I have some announcements here. That's right. This week is On the Clock Challenge. Y'all, so I've been around since 2017. I'll talk a little bit about myself. So I found Corinne. Oh boy, I've got more of a story to tell here. So a little bit about my weight loss journey. So the other day I made a post. So my birthday was Friday. Again, there's my birthday roses. And so if you search hashtag claim your land, hashtag clean your life, or hashtag coach no BS Judith, you'll see my post. And, you know, I make a point of not trying to tag Corinne too much on things because I know she may not see it, or, you know, she's got other things to do. So I didn't tag Corinne in that post. And I thought, you know, I made that, it was my story, but like you all, I have a story and I was inspired by Corinne. And I wanted to be sure and share like my appreciation to Corinne and tell you all, like when I found her, I I was full of fear. I had a lot of fear about my health. I had a lot of fear about trying to lose weight again. I was the expert at losing weight. I mean, I could lose weight like nobody's business, but I couldn't keep it off. And in my 20s, I did struggle with an eating disorder. And that was part of the fear of I wanted to lose weight, but I did not want to ignite, the binging behavior pattern in myself. So when I heard Corinne and I heard her message, and we kind of kid around about, your come to Jesus moment. Like, that's what it was for me. Like, message I heard from her was, I can lay my fear down. I can rest my fear, and I'm going to put my trust in her and her belief in me. And I never met this woman, right? Just like you guys, some lady on the internet. I found her coffee recipe. So that was just the most amazing gift I gave myself. And I want you to know that that's available to you. Just lay it down. Whatever it is you're carrying that's so hard, that's making this, your fear, your worries, whatever about your journey, that it's okay. When you put it down and you start making those plans and believing in what Corinne's teaching, believe in what us coaches are teaching you, that it wasn't until one day, a year or two later, when I'm, getting into the thought work and I journaled that planning is my path to self-love. And like, that's when like the flood of emotion came over me, and I didn't know I didn't love myself. I didn't know what was going on, right? Thinking weight loss was going to solve my problems, or thinking, whatever I was carrying was the problem, but it was that I didn't love myself or know how. And it was this process of trusting and believing. Like, I trust myself. I trust myself beyond measure now. Whereas before, I didn't trust myself. It was a very fear-based life I was leading around, again, my health. I'm sorry, things are popping up. People want to be in my, you can't be in my video. Don't push the button, y'all. So I just wanted to be sure that I said thank you to Corinne and share my story with y'all. I know some of you know me because I've been around since 2017. I've been a camp mentor like 15 times, and I was the mentor over in the No BS Exercisers group for a couple of years. So maybe you don't know my story, but if you want to go back and look, and see my post, see my face, my before and after. It's kind of a 5-year picture. But anyway, so thank you for indulging me in that. So I'm going to get to the announcements. On the clock week, so where I was going with this, right, was back to the Hot Mess Express, right? They started this challenge, of course, in the Marco Polo group, and it just spread like wildfire. So, and this I just want to share. This is behind the scenes. This is how I do it. I don't drink it out of individual water containers, but in case you're listening to this in audio, I'm holding up a gallon jug and my mason jar. Usually I have a little bit of a prettier glass, but mason jar was clean. So it's on the clock challenge this week. And so I hope you guys are participating in that. I hope you are figuring out your hunger scale. I hope you're learning that hunger is not an emergency. Oh my goodness. I was coaching one of my private clients yesterday, and I was telling her, again, I've got a lot of camp stories. I've been to a lot of camps. But, the first time I learned to sit in hunger, I was like a 48-year-old woman. A 48-year-old woman at a beach retreat in Panama City, Florida, with a blonde-haired woman I met on the internet who had just joined the tribe, and I'm down there with 20 strangers, 24 strangers, And I was sure to drive in case they were crazy, right? I was going to get out of here. I didn't know what kind of cult this was, but all I know is I'd had a lot of success losing weight, and I had, like, laid my fear down, and I am going to follow this chick to Florida. So I do. And Hurricane Cindy was there. And as Hurricane Cindy was blowing in, you know, not a lot of activities to do. And we're not eating, right? This is, we're all very mindful of what's going on. We could eat. So one day Corinne says, you know what, today let's, you know, if you want to, let's just sit, practice sitting in hunger. See what that's like. So Hurricane Cindy's blowing by and, you know, this is like, I don't know, 9 a.m., 8 a.m. And I think we played some cards. We may have gone down to one of the little junkie shops and come back. But it was around 2 o'clock. And I'm going to be honest, I probably could have gone longer before I decided to eat. But there was just like this, like, wow, it's like 2 o'clock. I haven't eaten a thing. I'm really not starving. But I just kind of think I should eat. So I hope you're learning something. And I was drinking my water then. And it was just really helpful, like, because it's what you can do. So I also have coffee right here. So I'm going to have my coffee. So it's on the clock challenge this week, and I'm going to scroll back up here. There's a thread in the announcements section, and if you need more information, you can go to Units in the Facebook to see Coach Kim's video. And she does an amazing job explaining it, y'all. She has, like, amazing presence. Super excited to have her on the team, and Yesenia and Julie as well. Like, y'all, they are rock stars. Camp. Oh my gosh. So here I am talking about camp. Let me remind you that have you signed up yet? Why haven't you signed up yet? Get off the fence. When you sit off the fence and you get splinters, you just need to jump off the fence, come on over and join camp. Just do it. Best decision ever. You still have plenty of time to do it. I do have a note down here. Corinne has chimed in and said, there's only about 100 boxes of swag left. So there you go, y'all. January camp is January 1st through the 3rd. And this is a really great opportunity to get the new year started, right? Moving in the direction you want to go. Corinne will be back Sunday with office hours. That'll be Sunday I'm sorry, I don't know the date, maybe the 29th. And next week, the Binge Better program starts with the first call is Tuesday, December 1st, with guest coach Jane. I don't think I'm going to say her last name right. Pilger? Something's a little off right there when it tries to roll off my tongue. Wednesday, December 2nd, we have another parenting call with Lisa Smith. It's Wednesday, December 2nd, and office hours next Thursday with Coach Betsy. And I have a note here too. Sorry, y'all, they're a little out of order. You know that I'm your anxiety coach. I'm excitedy. That's my coined phrase, that I'm excitedy, and I'm drinking coffee. So, you know, that goes well together. But Corinne had typed in that Jane's class is at 5 p.m. Central on Tuesday, December 1st, 5 p.m. Central, how to binge better. Y'all, you're going to want to do this because I have met Jane a time or two. And if you haven't seen her call, and y'all know she's Corinne's bestie. If you don't know that by now, you need to listen to some more podcasts. So I think it's just going to be, and I know it's going to be an amazing program. I have printed out the materials, so you guys get on that too. Let me scan this and make sure. All right. Coming over here. So, first question. I'm going to be visiting my mother-in-law for Christmas, and she has chocolates everywhere. Should I ask her to remove them while I'm there? Okay, that is a great question, right? So, you could ask her. And that's fine if that helps you. But I would challenge you to do some thought work around letting the chocolates be there. The chocolates just get to be the chocolates. the chocolates are innocent. And I'm wondering also, like, this is a two-part. Do you not want to put some chocolates on the plan? Do you want the chocolates? I mean, you get to decide ahead of time. I mean, you could ask, but you could also put them on the plan. Be sure that your plan, y'all, whatever you're doing this holiday season, I want to make sure you're, if you do anything, make sure your plans are based in reality, right? Not pie in the sky. If you haven't done the handling the holidays work yet, and if you don't know if you're going into this holiday season with you, you know, are you planning on maintaining, gaining, or losing weight? This is what you want to know. So your question, I appreciate your question, but I challenge you to go back a little further and be clear. What are your plans to maintain, lose, or gain weight? Can the chocolates just sit there and be chocolate? Chocolates are not a problem. And chocolates can be on the plan. You get to decide ahead of time. You get to decide ahead of time. Oh, what's the purple stuff in the water? Okay, y'all. So, again, when I found Corinne, Corinne was drinking this stuff in her water, and she drinks it in her water now. So, it's on her favorites page on the website. It's called Extend, E-X-T-E-N-D. The only flavor that's any really good is the grape, I'm going to tell you. You can try the other flavors, but you will go back to grape, my thoughts. It is a branched-chain amino acid. Weightlifters use it. It does have junk in it. There's no sugar in it, but it has a bunch of other things that end in O-S-E. So for me, it's not a problem. I only put 2 scoops per gallon of water. They suggest something like a scoop per 16 ounces. And sometimes I only put 1 scoop per gallon. To me, it just gives it a little something. It's like, if you put the lemon flavor things in your water or not. It's just something I do for myself. And I've done it so long now, it's just my habit, and I like it. It helps me get the water down. Ask, does live coaching have to be on topics related to food, or can it be related to other issues too? Lisa, I think you're asking right here, if you're talking about this live Q&A, type it in there. I'll give it my best shot for sure. Or if you're talking about the live coaching that we offer, like on Monday night, or Corinne's open coaching, you just ask it. We'll figure it out. Tammy, I'm ashamed this morning over a binge last night, and I really want a little hope for the future. Tammy, I'm going to gift you with something. Sometimes you binge, and it's okay. You know, if you're feeling shame, it's because you have some thoughts, right? You have some thoughts around this. What's going on? Why are you get to choose how you want to think about this. I mean, you didn't do anything wrong, right? You had some food. You had a binge. You did the best you could. Right? It's not like any of us, you know, I was a binger. I get it. It's not like I'm sorry I keep shaking the table, y'all. It's not like you want to do this. You're trying to figure this out. So when you can drop into just being kind to yourself and say, you know, I was doing the best I could. The facts are I had a binge last night. What did you learn? Can you TDL about that? Put all those thoughts and feelings on paper. Shame. You have nothing to feel shame about. You didn't do anything wrong, but somewhere your brain is telling you that it's wrong. And when we have the negative feeling of shame, and we're judging that, that's when in the think, feel, do cycle, you know, It's not going to be helpful for you to move on. You just had a binge. That's all. It's just the facts. is hope, because you're back on plan today. And you know, here's my second part. There are some sheets over in NoBS. There is, on the worksheet section, there is a planned bench. Now, hold on. I would love for you to personally, whatever you ate yesterday in this bench, I want you to put on your plan today. And I would even offer you to put it on your plan every day for the next week. To look at it. To allow your conscious brain to look at this. I'm not saying eat the food, but put it on there. And this is an act of compassion. This is where you get to put your conscious brain on board. You get to decide, do I want to eat this food or do I not? And when the conscious brain is given the opportunity to make the decision, and you have awareness around what's going on, you're going to feel so empowered when you choose not to binge. This is a very, it's a gift and it's available to you. And so many people that binge are resistant to this, but if you're just willing, just trust me, to put that on your plan. I'm trying to pull up the NoBS website, and so I want to tell you right in case someone's listening. It is under worksheets and more, right? So you go to weight loss resources, worksheets and more, and there's a planned binge worksheet. There's also attached to the planned binge worksheet is a Cindy's call. Cindy is a member who got some coaching before she planned binge and coaching after from both Betsy and Corinne. So there's there are several calls in there, and that's available to you. But you didn't do anything wrong. Okay. That's a gift right there. You take that. Sorry, I am a little bit out of. Okay, Vern. I could use some serious help with feeling the feels instead of numbing with food shopping, especially when the holidays are in high season for food shopping. Okay. All right. So when you say serious help, why aren't you feeling your feelings? Okay. I may go on a tangent here or a rant. I'm not sure. Feeling, our bodies are designed to feel feelings. And what happens when we binge, when we overwork, when we overdrink, when we spend time on Netflix, when we get on the Facebook and we check out, when we numb out, and we do this for extended periods of time in our life, right? If we start as kids, or if we start as, you know, in our 20s or 30s and 40s, and by your time, like, you know, I'm 53. So, you know, we've numbed out so long that spending some time to come back in to feel the feelings, it's going to take some practice. It's going to be taking away some buffers. I hope I'm answering your question here, but you're going to get something out of this, I'm sure. When we take away the buffers, we're left with feeling our feelings, right? Feeling in our body. A feeling is, hunger is a feeling. So many people are so detached from feeling their feelings because, one, you don't recognize them. Two, they feel weird. They're discomforting. When you're coming out of the numbing phase, you might also be experiencing the feeling of urges that maybe you had never felt that before, or you're able to identify it. So as I look at your question one more time, I want to make sure. Yeah. So if you're not numbing out with shopping and food over the holidays, and you're spending some time with yourself, I'm going to tell you, Corinne has a meditation over on the NoBS website. Module 2, units feeling the feelings, right? There's feelings, the feelings 101 and how to process a feeling. The first thing you want to do is name that feeling, right? I notice I'm feeling bored, right? Bored feels like this in my body. And you allow some space for boredom. And then you just watch it. It can really be that easy. I'm oversimplifying it because I don't want you to think it's complicated. I don't want anyone to think this is complicated. It can be that simple. And just practice. I have my clients practice all the time. Somewhere, you know, just ask yourself before you eat, what am I thinking and what am I feeling? Like, what am I feeling? I love feelings. Feelings are so much more accessible to me sometimes than my thoughts, or I will notice my feelings before I notice my thinking. Like, I'll be like, oh, I feel like I'm in a bad mood. And then I will go back and, what am I thinking about? So as you are going through the holiday season, and when you are not numbing out with shopping and you are not numbing out with food, pen and paper, getting your thoughts out of your head, naming the feeling in your body, allowing some space for it. I'm going to tell you, I'm going to go out on a limb here. A feeling of loneliness, right? What is loneliness asking for? What is loneliness asking for? When you notice you're feeling lonely, loneliness is asking for companionship. It's just like your friend calling you up, right? Your friend calling you up saying, hey, Judith, you know what? I'm just really kind of feeling lonely today. And I don't know. I was just thinking about you and wondering if you had time to come over. And just like how you would go sit with a friend who was feeling lonely, that's what you do when you feel lonely. You just kind of, you learn to sit with yourself and be present with the feeling of lonely, like you're sitting with your friend. It can be that easy. Thank you for your recent visualization recommendation. Visualizing your next meal, next decision, next thoughts, next feelings, and mastery over them. Not just visualizing your very far distant future self. Magic. Hey! I don't know when I said that, but I'm so glad. Thank you for thanking me. And it's so true. I love it. I love it. I love hearing that. Thank you. All right. There's Mary Jo's in the chat. Hey, Mary Jo. I'm going to be visiting. Let me take a sip here, y'all. I'll give you another little secret here. I put a little cinnamon in my coffee. It makes it taste so good. Just kind of spin it up with the blender and my heavy whipping cream, and it just tastes so yummy. I feel like Thanksgiving. Okay, I'm going to be visiting my mother-in-law for Christmas. Oh, wait a minute. How did I get over there already? Did that just... We did that one. Mother-in-law, Donna. I struggle with consistency. I struggle with consistently write, follow, and evaluate my 24-hour plan. Okay. Well, thinking of it as a struggle, not going to be very helpful. I think what you're asking for is, you know, I'm not sure, but I would offer you that you are consistently doing it. When you do it, you are consistent, period. Thinking of that you're not consistent is not helpful. Anytime you make a plan, you're always learning or succeeding, period. Get in there, and when you want to do it, when you show up, you know what? And even when you don't want to do it, making a plan, did you hear my story in the beginning about the path to self-love? That's what planning was for me. I didn't know that I didn't love myself until some like a year plus into this journey, and it came through writing my 24-hour plan, and then I started journaling. You are doing exactly what you need to do, and you can do it anytime you want to. thinking of it as a struggle is not helpful. You could be thinking, I get to go write my 24-hour plan. It's available. Okay, new. I think I'm getting a swing of this, Vern. What are some good suggested ground rules, guidelines for an accountability group where we don't have the capacity to check in every day? Wow. Okay. You know, I'm going to go ahead and say that this might be something better to crowdsource into a Facebook group, into a Facebook message. And I bet Mary Jo, if you tagged Mary Jo or anyone in the community team, they have things written down, plans. Mary Jo did a roundtable discussion about maybe a month ago with some of the well-established accountability groups. I would encourage you to visit those. Maybe you guys are doing like a Zoom and you could assign that as homework. There is also the self-accountability course in No BS, or in the No BS program. If you go under weight loss resources, there's an accountability program. It's for self-accountability, but there are some tips in there for structuring up some accountability groups. But ground rules where we don't have the capacity to check in every day. I mean, do you have to check in every day? There's that. Can you check in once a week and say, I did 5 of my 7 plans? There's my thoughts on that. Okay. Andrea, finding so much resistance to doing any of the work because I don't feel hungry all day. Water fills me up. Hold on, it jumped. Finding so much resistance to doing any of the work because I don't feel hungry all day. Water fills me up. Can't decide what to eat every day. Don't know what I want to journal on. Can't hear my thoughts yet. Yet I believe this program psychologically. Is there something wrong with you?
No.
There's nothing wrong with you. That. Let's go back and look at this one at a time. You're resisting doing the work. You think you're resisting it because you don't feel hungry. And you think you're resisting it because water fills you up. And you think you're resisting it because you can't decide what to eat every day. And you don't know what to journal on. Here's the thing about journaling. You can just sit and put, one of the best gifts I ever gave myself, I heard it from Corinne a couple of years ago, was she was like, you don't have to get in there and make this like, you know, a big love letter. It doesn't have to be like a dear diary. Like, it's like bullet points, like catch a thought. And here's another thing, Andrea, if you can't catch a thought, can you ask yourself what you're feeling? Okay, you feel resistance, right? This is perfect. You feel resistance. Why are you feeling resistant? Because it's something you're thinking, right? You're thinking it's because you don't feel hungry all day. But somewhere you're not wanting to just push through and do the things. Ask yourself, why am I feeling resistant? If I wasn't feeling resistant, what could I be feeling in this moment? I believe in this program too. You keep doing the things. There is nothing wrong with you. The more you keep listening to these podcasts, you can come to a live coaching call. Just keep listening. You'll figure this out. I know you will. Cecilia, I have been battling with old shitty thoughts of you won't lose weight and enjoy your food for Thanksgiving. What kind of journal prompts can help me with this thought work? Cecilia, thinking that you're battling with old shitty right there tells me that you're just, you practice allowing that thought. It's coming along, right? Your old thoughts are coming along, but thinking of it as a battle is not helpful. So you could just be expectant. I want you all to hear me. Expect. Just know. I promise you, your old shitties are coming. But if you're thinking of them as a battle, you're going to feel a little white knuckly. You're going to feel a little irritated. You're going to feel upset. You're going to feel stressed. You're going to feel uncomfortable. So just, I would encourage you to, in the back of the No BS planner, I would get over there and just journal any of the prompts around food. It's in the back of your No BS planner. If you don't have a No BS planner, you can go over to the No BS Hit Weight Loss Resources, go to No BS Planner. You can go to print your own planner. And then at the end, you don't have to print the whole planner. You can print out the journal prompts from the planner. And your thought was, no, I'm sorry. You won't lose weight and enjoy all of your food this Thanksgiving. I'm also going to ask you, have you decided ahead of time? What are your plans for the holidays? Have you decided, are you losing weight? Are you gaining weight? Are you maintaining? You make that decision ahead of time, and then you decide how you're going to show up. Thanksgiving is one day. It's one day. Even if you have two events, it's two meals. That's all. Go do those journal prompts in the back of your planner. Adjust them to as you need, and show your brain how you can lose weight this holiday season when you're not battling your old shitty thoughts. Takes two to go to war, right? Somebody has to lay it down. Somebody has to stop the battle. And that's your conscious brain, because your conscious brain's going to win. So your conscious brain's like, yeah, I see you, old shitty. I know you're there. Come on. I'm going to prove you. I can show you wrong. We're going to lose weight and enjoy our Thanksgiving dinner. Because when you run that out in the think, feel, do cycle, if you don't, you're going to want to get this cleaned up before the holidays, before tomorrow, right? So your do cycle looks like, I enjoy my holiday dinner. I show up for myself and I lose weight. Okay? Love for the win. Louise, I have been cutting back on flour and sugar because I have insulin resistance. I am not doing this in a punitive way, but sometimes my mind goes there. Any tips? Yeah, I think this thought, similar, you know, sometimes your mind makes this a punishment. I would give this some equal airtime. Show your brain how this is not punishment. Spend time showing your brain how this is the best decision for your body. Really blow out how practicing no sugar and no flour helps you feel in your body. Talk about how it feels in your joints. Talk about how the clarity you feel in your brain. Talk about how just all the improvements that you feel. This is not a punishment. This is a gift. This is such a gift to know, and that it works for you. And show your brain that this is self-love and this is self-care. When I practice cutting back on flour, this is self-care. And this comes from a loving place, right? Because you love yourself. You make these choices. This is not a punishment. You're choosing not to have flour. Okay? That's available to you. Debbie, how do I coach one-on-one with you? Debbie, somewhere over on, there's a coaching key on the on the Novius website. It will take you down the one-on-one coaching program. And there are some videos and things over there. And now that we have so many coaches, you can request specific coaches. And if someone, if one of the coaches is full, you can suggest, I don't even know, you might get two choices. I'm not sure. But that's how you get to it. And you can ask for me. And if I have openings, you will get me. That's how it works. Or you could choose to be on the wait list. I hope I answered that. Julie, sometimes I feel like I have the biggest stomach ever. Okay, are we talking about like the volume of your stomach, or are we talking about your external stomach? I feel like I have, because, okay, I hardly ever feel full. Does anyone else ever feel this way? Julie, I don't know so much about other people, but let's talk about you. Do you think you're supposed to feel full? I mean, what if this is just how you are? Maybe you don't feel full. And then I'm wondering, like, it sounds like though you're figuring this out, like how to do the hunger, the doable hunger scale your way. And then maybe you won't get the feeling in your tummy, but maybe you're having other signals, right? So a really big signal for me, and I don't know that I feel full. I mean, I can eat to full, but my signal is, you know, distraction. When I notice myself, when the food is just all of a sudden, I'm like, looking at my blank walls, you know, okay, that's telling me I'm full because I'm bored with my food. I am sure other people feel this way, but I don't think this is a problem. I think you carry on. Jamie, I was just telling my cousin that right now, with all of the stuff going on, I just don't want to give in to the drama of it. And I just want to live. Is that not feeling the feelings, or am I just making a choice on how to react? I'm going to read this one more time. I was just telling my cousin that right now, with all of the stuff going on, I just don't want to give in to the drama of it. And I just want to live. Is that not feeling the feelings, or am I just making a choice on how to react? It sounds like to me, what you have some thoughts. It sounds like you feel like there's drama and that you want to live. So the feeling I just want to live makes me think you want to feel relief, right? And relief for you versus drama could be something like, you know, just wanting to sit. I know when us Novius coaches talk sometimes, I have actually had a client ask me, she was like, Judith, I don't have time to like, you know, sit back and burn the incense and like check out and feel my feelings. Okay. I just want to be clear when I'm talking about this right now, like there's no incense burning, but I want you to come to a calm place and ask yourself, what feeling am I trying to create for myself when I'm thinking I don't want to give in to the drama? You're trying to create a feeling for yourself. I'm thinking it's relief. And I'm thinking you're making a choice. You're wanting to show up as your best self and let the world be outside you, right? That's what we teach. You know, we can't control the people. We can't control the COVID. We can't control the weather. But we can always control our thinking and our feelings and our actions. They're available to us. And when we learn to practice feeling our feelings, you know, I want to create the feeling of relief. And the feeling of relief is sitting and just being present with it. And I can get like, boy, I'm going off on a tangent here. So here we go. So I like to use this, like, you know what it feels like to go to the bathroom. right? We all know how to, but you know, I may have to go to the bathroom right now and you would not know it unless I said something. I don't gotta go, just so you know. But you can be present in the world. You can be present with the family. And in your brain, you can sit there and you can generate the feeling of relief in your brain. And no one will ever know. Just like how you could have the feeling of drama in your brain if you want. It's a choice. And no one will know. It's when you practice feeling your feeling and generating a feeling on purpose, it shows up and it's available to you. And it's the best gift ever when you can have that awareness and you allow it to be present. Okay. Oh, Mary Jo is not in. That's Dina. Wendy wants to know, can you please do a quick overview of journaling? I use prompts and I just write, but I don't understand what I'm supposed to do with it. Thank you. You are so welcome. Listen, you... Okay. I hope this makes sense in here. There is no right or wrong. When I hear this, and Wendy, I love you for asking this question. When I hear this question, I think you're trying to be perfect. And when I coach my clients on perfectionism, like, it's black and white thinking, it's right or wrong. And I'm going to encourage you. You know what? I read the book 50 Shades of Grey, but I can't tell you why they called it 50 Shades of Grey, but I'm going to tell you this. Weight loss happens in the 50 Shades of Grey, and journaling happens in the 50 Shades of Grey, right? It's going to be different for all of us. All of us. What if you just put your pen to paper and you just start writing, right? Just choose your shade of gray. It's for you. And just write. And as you get more comfortable with writing, you'll start to realize, even if you just write a story, write your things down, and go and circle the facts in there at some point, and you may have a whole story and there will be no facts. And remember, this is the one time when we like the Judge Judy. Judge Judy, it's a fact is something that Judge Judy would agree with. Judge Judy, or, you know, a court of law, or, you know, a group of people that witnessed it, that heard someone say, and circle the facts and see what you learn. And this is just how you create awareness. We have so much going on in our brain, and it's just an invaluable resource to learn to start putting your thoughts onto paper and getting it out of your brain and seeing that that's where it all lives. When you put it on paper and you're like, oh my gosh, there's one fact, and everything else is a thought. You cannot do this wrong. It's 50 Shades of Grey. Corinne has shouted my name. Judith. Okay, Caitlin McCracken, one of our success stories. Okay, Judith mentioned go vote. Go vote for Caitlin McCracken. She's one of our success stories. Y'all, I've had one of these macaroons that she makes. I don't know what camp it was, but they are so good. So go vote. Someone is going to post a link to vote in the comments too. So somebody get that in here. Please. Caitlin, are you listening? Can somebody post that? You know what? Maybe it's in there and I don't know, because y'all know I'm not in the chat. Vern is pulling out the questions. Okay. So Jo Ellen, am I naive to think that I'm not thinking or feeling anything? The other night, I had a first off-plan eat, and I tried and tried to figure out what I was feeling and came up with nothing. No, you're not naive at all. This is a practice. Just ask yourself, or when you catch yourself feeling a feeling, it's a muscle. I think of it as a muscle anyway. When you notice yourself at any point during the day, when you notice that you might be thinking, I feel sad, or notice yourself in a positive or in a negative state, right? I'd like to think of it as like, I was an integer math that we learned in school. So if this is neutral, right, the middle line is neutral, or like a thermometer, but anyway, like neutral. And the negative feelings are down here, and the positive feelings live up here. And you can ask yourself, did I feel positive or negative last night when I had my ovary? Was I avoiding a feeling? Could have been something like that. Keep practicing. You're not broken. You're figuring it out. And it's available to you. When you're curious and when you, I'm going to say when you least expect it. Sometimes when we try too hard, because we want to figure this out, we can lose our wisdom. We can't find the wisdom when we're making this difficult. And it's so what I was offering you is it could be at some point in the day when you are not trying to figure it out that you will be aware of the feelings that you're having. I hope that makes sense. I hope that's helpful. Karen, my husband constantly makes fun of this and it drives me crazy. I'm thinking you mean like no BS? What should I do? It makes me feel like I shouldn't do the work, that it's just an excuse. I know I'm oversensitive of others' thoughts. Whoa. All right. Your husband gets to think what he wants to think. Let's just go ahead. Right? We can't control what he says. Now, you could tell him. You could tell him things. But what a gift to give yourself to just let him have his words. And that your work, sorry, my arms on my desk chair just rattled. Your work is going to be in what you believe. What you believe about what he says, and not absorbing that energy and not making it mean anything about the journey you're on. What matters is, do you think you're crazy? And thinking you're oversensitive of other thoughts, of others' thoughts. Okay? Why are you sensitive? What are you trying to do there? So your husband said words. What could you think? What could you think about what he said? Maybe he's crazy. You could think he's crazy. I don't know. Are you using it as an excuse? I'm sorry. I'm like looking back over the question. When there's lots of layers to a question, my brain's like, okay, wait a minute. Did I get to all the points of it? I say you do you. You let your husband be your husband. Let him say what he wants to say. I think you journal about this. I think you know exactly what to do. And I think you're awesome for asking this question. And I can't. Okay, here we go. Sorry, it jumps around. Carrie, I absolutely need help to make realistic plans. I plan every day, and I usually find my day getting away from me, and things change that interfere with what I thought I was going to eat. I'm not a good meal prepper, and my work schedule isn't consistent. Okay. You're planning exactly what you need to. Okay, let's go back. Let's look at this line by line. I need help to make a realistic plan. You plan every day, and you find your day getting away from you. How does your day get away from you? Okay, that's a thought. Because here's the thing. Days come every day. Each of us has 24 hours in a day. And it gets away from you, and things change that interfere with what I thought I was going to eat. Okay, are you being a little overly perfectionistic about this? Like, are you having trouble with swapping or doable plans? And so then that you end this with that you're not a good meal prepper and my work schedule isn't consistent. Okay, I'm going to post a picture of my meal prep I took a picture of it in my refrigerator the other day. I'm going to show you what I went to the Chick-fil-A. I bought two salads and I had no bacon and had the chicken put on the side. And I bought a rotisserie chicken and a salad kit from the Publix. That is my, I'm not, you know, I chose my food options. It's not sexy, but it's good. I like it. And that's available to you too. Don't make this so hard. Meal prep does not have to be hard. Your thinking that you're not a good meal prepper is not helpful. You open, this is so perfect that you asked for this. I bet if you went over to the Facebook group, there are 1,000 other strategies. Just need a new strategy for meal prepping. Super easy. Went through the drive-thru, got it all. Done. My meal prep is done. That's actually, that and some Brussels sprouts is my Thanksgiving dinner. That's my meal prep for the week. Chick-fil-A salads, rotisserie chicken, Brussels sprouts. There you go. And your work schedule, not a problem. Not a problem. What is important is having a realistic plan. I know you can get drive-thru salads from McDonald's. And you can take those to work. It's just a choice. You get to choose. I want to ask you, how can you make this easy? How can I make meal prep easy? And consistency is you showing up. You are consistent. Did I read that one? Okay. I have a hard time starting on plan eating. I never get enough momentum to keep going over more than a day or two before I eat off plan. Okay. Let's look at this again. I have a hard time starting on plan eating. I never get enough momentum to keep going over more. Okay. Here's this word momentum has me tossed a little bit for a loop for you. You're going to be eating, right? You just need to decide. This is what's on plan. And when you eat off plan, I want you to put what you ate off plan on the plan. I'm sorry, I'm getting animated here. This is super important because your brain and the conscious brain you've got to give yourself that opportunity. Do I want to eat this or this? Momentum comes, and I'm going to put it in, momentum and motivation come through action. You've just got to do it. You just keep going and momentum will come. Don't stop. Eating off plan, you know how many times I ate off plan? I still lost 80 pounds. But you know what's different is I didn't quit. And you're not going to quit either. Y'all, here's the thing. Like I teach my clients, like your brain, when you're in this type of thinking, when you're swirling, your brain is swirling around, that's when you've got to think, okay, how can I just make this easy to step out of? It's available to me. If I just like stepping over a broom, it needs to be that easy. What can I do right now to be back on plan? The goal is to just keep closing the gaps, these gaps that you have where you think you're not consistent, that's just a thought. Just think of them as gaps you're closing. I'm just closing the gap. I'm on plan right now. I am moving forward. Holly, I'm having lots of thoughts about other people's choices during the holidays. I'm journaling my thoughts and feelings to see my manuals for them. Can you help me with some laddering thoughts to get to neutral? I'm over 800 plans. Woo, girl. At goal and have been really doing the thought work. Oh my word. Okay, Holly, I love that you know what manuals are. So some laddering thoughts. The people get to be the people and you're going to have thoughts. And just, I encourage you, get to neutral. Can you just observe? Just be the observer this holiday. Just be fascinating, like you are a security camera, and you're way up in the corner of the room, and you can be present and just watch the humans. Just watch them. And just, you show up as your best self, and you don't interact with their words that you choose not to. Like, they get to say words, and they get to do. Watch the humans like you are a camera. You show up with a smile. I know I'm sounding crazy. But I just love all the work, because I don't know what ladder thought you're looking for. Like, other people get their choices. And so do you. And you get your choices. And you take ownership of your choices. And they get to take ownership of their choices. And you're going to have opinions, because that's what human brains do. But you also have the skill, the mental ninja skill, to know what a manual is. And you can drop the manual. Just drop it. Just let it go. Practice that. When you notice the thoughts that you have about others, just practice just dropping it. Just let it go. Okay, y'all. We are at 11:01. I've got a meeting. I'm going to be late. Coach Kathy, I'm late to a meeting. It's so good talking to you guys. Happy Thanksgiving, or whatever you are celebrating the next couple of days. You guys, it's been good to be here with you. You can do this. You can be with your people. You can stay safe. Everyone gets to choose, right? Love your people. Just love your people and love yourself. And all right. Bye.